There's probably no better chapter in the New Testament that deals with the relationship of the Christian and sin than Romans 6. And that relationship is, there is no relationship. You have victory because sin is no longer in charge. There's a new king on the throne of your heart. Charles Spurgeon was right when he said, "Sin murdered Christ. Will you be a friend to it? Sin pierced the heart of the incarnate God. Can you love it?" We can't be a friend to sin. We have a new friend, and our new friend is now our king. Here is Romans 6, 12 through 14. "Do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Paul says in verse 12, "Do not let sin reign in your mortal body." The word reign is a word for a king or royalty who is in charge of a nation and has a throne. Paul was saying that when you got saved, sin was dethroned from the throne of your heart, and now King Jesus sits as the sole authority, and he has no rivals. There may be fighters, but there are no rivals. There may be a coup here and there, but no one ultimately defeats this new king. Sin may be present and sin may be a fight, but sin will never again be king of your heart. Just because sin fights doesn't mean it's in charge. Always remember that. Our sin leaves us in a knot and we need God's help to untie it. And that's what happens at salvation. He unravels sin and gives us new life. He undoes the knot of sin. And yet humanity tries to define the very thing that Christ died for us and set us free from. Man calls it an accident. God calls it an abomination. Man calls it a blunder. God calls it blindness. Man calls it a defect. God calls it a disease. Man calls it a chance. God calls it a choice. Man calls it an error. God calls it an enmity. Man calls it fascination. God calls it a fatality. Man calls it an infirmity. God calls it an iniquity. Man calls it a luxury. God calls it leprosy. Man calls it a liberty. God calls it lawless. Man calls it a trifle. God calls it a tragedy. Man calls it a mistake, and God calls it madness. Man calls it weakness, but God calls it willfulness. Paul goes on to say in verse 13, "Do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of righteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." This verse is important for our understanding of the new king who is in our hearts. Paul tells us these three important things. One, we surrender to a person. We do not surrender to an idea, a denomination, a church, Protestantism, or Catholicism. It says, present yourselves to God. No church can fight off sin as King Jesus can. Number two, we surrender for a purpose. Paul said, as instruments, not as ornaments. There is purpose in our surrender. It leads us to something, righteousness. What are the instruments? The members of our body. We surrender our minds, our hands, our creativity, our eyes, all to the King. And finally, number three, we surrender at a price. Don't miss the part that says, "and those who are alive from the dead." There's something costly here. Jesus paid the price for our resurrection. As Ravi Zacharias said, Jesus Christ did not come to make bad people good, but to make dead people alive. We were dead and King Jesus gave us new life, something sin never did. In fact, listen to what R.C. Sproul reminds us about sin. "I've committed many sins in my life. Not one of my sins has ever made me happy. But our new king brings joy to us and tells us sin is not in charge anymore." The Message translation captures well the concept of sin being rendered powerless when Jesus comes into our lives. Listen to it again in the Message in verses 12 through 14. "You must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Don't give it the time of day. Don't even run little errands that are connected with that old way of life. Throw yourselves wholeheartedly and full time. Remember, you've been raised from the dead into God's ways of doing things. Sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you're not living under that old tyranny any longer. You're living in the freedom of God." Wow. Sin doesn't get a vote, and sin can't tell us how to live. There's a new king on the throne.